This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
It's not like Q&A. It was just like, hey, where did this come from?
Well, as Steven says, yeah, they just have the Mark Jones interview.
But yeah, I couldn't imagine Vivek sitting down and fielding questions from people locally.
I could not.
I don't know if we'll ever see that.
But what would, maybe he does a Twitter video like Kroenke did? Kroenke did the Twitter video after the Mike Malone, because Calvin Booth can't do it.
Right.
So you literally have no one to do it.
Vladdy.
Oh. Oh, how well would that go over? Well, you know what you could do? Alvin! Alvin, no one gets mad at you. Come sit down.
Yeah, man. I just.
Alvin's just going to go up there. Hey. We're not going to quit. We're not going to quit. All right, Alvin.
Oh, man.
I hope Alvin is here forever.
I do, too.
He should be the first statue outside. I love Alvin Gentry.
Alvin, have you talked to Alvin Gentry before?
I talked to him once, and I introduced myself, and he goes, no, I know who you guys are. And we talked for like 10 seconds, and that was it. Now it's just, you know, it's just the dap up and keep it moving.
I've only talked to him once too, like, and just, having general conversation.
Yeah.
And he's hilarious. Like it was probably about 25, 30 minutes, and we were in a group. It was like four of us. We were just all talking, and Alvin was part of it, and it went from basketball to his kids at college to just random stuff. Mm-hmm. He's hilarious.
He is hilarious.
I hope he doesn't go anywhere. Anywhere. I've been funny.
Speaking of hilarious, we have a very funny moment happening tomorrow here on D'Lo and KC.
Oh, well.
After months and months of chasing down Dr. Luke Wood, the president at Sac State.
That's right.
Got an email this morning and said, D, Dr. Luke Wood wants to join you guys. He wants to come on tomorrow and talk about the spring game coming up this weekend. I said, Brian, that's fantastic. What do you want to do? He's like, what times are available? I said, we got this time, we got this time, we got this time. Lock it in at 12:45. I said, great. I'm not here tomorrow.
I was wondering, like, did you rearrange some stuff and maybe you are?
I'm not here tomorrow. Unless you want me to join you from the car. That'd be ridiculous. Like, I'm not. No. Like, no. So Dr. Luke Wood will join Kenny tomorrow at 12:45 to talk about this spring game that they are hyped about.
Me too.
They are super hyped.
Yeah.
For this spring game jumping off Sunday.
I am too. I keep seeing every day it feels like I see something new.
Yeah.
About what's going down at that spring game. I think it's going to be fantastic. I'm planning on being out there. It should be a great day. So, like, weather-wise, so.
There's no way I'll make it back for the 12:30 Kings game, but I'm going to try to make it back for that. I think that would be a good time to be out there at Sac State.
Yeah, man. Forgive me, Coach Thompson or Coach Taylor. I can't remember a spring game at Sac State before. That was at least publicized. Mm-hmm. I'm sure the team practiced and had a scrimmage game or something like that. But making it an event the way they did, I can't remember this before. This is awesome. This is great.
It's great. And that way, the next time I see Dr. Wood, he will try to figure out where he knows me from. Will is it he'll look at me like, is that the guy from the radio? Is that the guy from Sky River? Is that the guy whose seat I took at Dr. Taylor's retirement party?
All the above.
All one and the same, Dr. Wood. But it's cool. It's all good. So, yeah, Dr. Luke Wood will join Casey tomorrow.
And
for the first time here on this show.
I see it in the chat. People, come on, man. You know, I like to talk to people. Damien is really, really good. Really, really good. Like, elite at talking by himself. Like, really good. It's not my strong suit. I like conversation. I like bouncing things off of people. So, yes, Casey and friends tomorrow.
That's good luck. That's always a great thing, especially when I spring it on you last minute. So it's one thing. Normally, I know when you're not here, I can, you know, the planning, the preparation for a show when I'm by myself is very different than for a show when you're here. You know, I think it's only happened one time where it was like, hey, I got to go. That was just self-preservation. It's just like, all right, my guy's not here. I could do it. But yeah, so tomorrow will be a fun day. We know Eddie's here tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Kyle's here. So it'll be a fun day on Dealing with KC tomorrow for sure, as I'm fighting traffic. So that'll be awesome.
It'll be a good
I'll time. Be locked in. Yeah. I think I'll be able to hear the whole damn show.
Well, that's another – I shouldn't say sore subject because my people around here, they handling business. They doing stuff. We just got to get that figured out. Like, if you get far away, you should be able to hear it anywhere in the country at any time. But if you get too far away, it'll go. The tune-in thing, I don't believe, has been
really?
Taken care of.
Really? Oh.
I don't believe it has.
I don't think we're taking that car.
Oh, well.
Yeah, I think we're taking the car with gas.
Okay.
I don't think we want to stop and make the charge.
That matters.
Yeah.
That absolutely matters.
Especially with a four-year-old, I don't know what we want to do the because that could be a 50-minute charge.
Yeah. Yeah, we go
down and back.
We go somewhere. We happen to the car.
Yeah, I was gonna say it's probably beneficial for households to have one electric and one gas.
Exactly. They be getting I realize what happened and how it worked out, and they're geniuses for doing this. When you make a drive down to LA right before the Grapevine, they have the, Grapevine, there's nothing there for X amount of miles. So if you're on the fringe, you're like, man, let me charge up. But they got a gang of chargers at the outlets right before the Grapevine. So, yeah, you know, you're going to be charging for about 30, 40 minutes. I don't want to sit in the car the whole time.
No.
Let's go see what's in these stores.
Yeah.
Boy, oh boy, they got me tough a couple times. The Nike outlet, the Polo outlet. Oh, yeah, they got me good a couple times. So, yeah.
Thoughts and prayers to Casey's credit card statement. let's talk to our man Titus here, 916-909-1320. Titus, what's good, baby?
Hey, what's up with y'all? Can y'all hear me? Because I'm on speakerphone.
Yes, sir, you, man. You sounded good, man.
With me. I got Chi-Town with me.
What's up with the brother?
Oh, Chi-Town. Snap. Oh, snap. Chi-Town, what's good, boy?
Yeah, the double connection.
Yes,
yeah,
sir.
Yeah, I told you we were going to tag.
It's that old three-way party line right here.
Hey, this the new other half of the Real Brothers out of Sacramento.
Oh, I'm with it. Okay, I'm with that. I mean, why can't you guys be like the New Day or... Or what was the other one with?
We got to do something about out of Sacramento, though. We got y'all put it together.
Okay.
Come up. All right.
All right.
Okay. So have you guys heard anything? Is they trying to shop around Levine? And then if they was, like, where? If y'all did hear anything?
No, I hadn't heard nothing about that.
There's no reason to shop. Like, make the playoffs. Like, that's the only thing this team needs to be focused on right now.
That's a tough deal to even expect to make, trading Zach LaVine.
Zach LaVine is at a good Zach LaVine has had a good run with Sacramento.
I think he's been good too. There's been frustrating times for sure.
Sure, absolutely.
But I think all in all, like he's been fine. He's been fine. There are times like the last week or so, like that's been like, yo, we get that Zach LaVine. This is great. Like we spoke about earlier, I don't know if you can trust that, you know, over the course of a season, that level of aggression. So because of that, like, it's cool. Zach got me hyped last night after his three in the fourth quarter. I think cut it to four.
Yeah.
And he got hyped.
Yeah.
And when Zach gets hyped, I get hyped.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. And I was like, let's go. Mm-hmm. I even called him eight.
Mm-hmm.
I hit him with an eight on the
my house is a big Twitter. Fan. My house is very fond of Zach LaVine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like Zach LaVine. I hope what we've seen over the last 7 days or so is consistently what we see from Zach. And once again, it doesn't have to be 40 points, but it has to be that level of aggression, taking that amount of shots every single time.
Yeah. I like Zach LaVine too. Like, I know. Yeah. I like Zach LaVine too. And Zabo's right. It's because he looks like us. That's what it is. He looks like us. Me, Zay, Zach LaVine. We all in it together.
Yeah, man. Shout out Zach, man. Shout out Zach. But like I said, he's so chill that when he does, because he got hyped in the Pistons game. I think it was a shot he made at the end of the third quarter.
Yeah.
And like Crowder and all these other guys were coming off the bench, LaRavia. They were, you know, it's one of those moments where a guy hits the shot and either a timeout's called or the end of the quarter or half or something like that, and the bench just immediately meets them in the middle of the court and starts getting hyped. And they have one of those moments, and I was like, that's what the hell I'm talking about. Zach got hyped, so I was like, let's go. Let's go, Zach. And then last night, like I said, he hits the three, cut it to four. He's yelling at the bench. He's flexing. I was like, let's go then, Zach. Let's go. I don't think he had another shot the rest of the game.
Oh, God. Wow.
He might have hit one or two more shots, but yeah. Yeah. I'm a Zach LaVine fan.
Does the team go as Zach LaVine goes?
Feels like it. It absolutely feels like it.
And does DeMar need to? And I'm not trying to upset you.
No.
Don't get mad at me,
Chris.
Don't hang up, KC. Don't hang up, KC. Does I'm not asking DeMar to defer. That's not what I'm asking him to do.
Give him the space to do that, huh? Like give LaVine the space to
Yeah. Like if we're doing a first quarter check, do you start with Zach LaVine?
Sure, you can. I don't think it's necessary to start with either or, right? Like I think if you started with Zach LaVine, that doesn't mean, all right, DeRozan, like you gotta find your way throughout the game, and if you don't, it's tough. Like, you know what I'm saying?
I think
both of whoever starts, whoever shooting eight times in the first quarter, the other one, all right, find your opportunities.
Yeah.
They should both end up with
20 plus.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
18 to 20 shot attempts a night, especially with no Monk, especially with no Keegan. Like the games that we've seen this past week, that's probably how the shot attempt should go, because those are the two guys that can create their own shot. Everybody else is kind of dependent on the ball swinging and hitting spot up threes and stuff like that.
We'll come back. KC found an interesting Hoop Central graphic about the trajectory of current players and their Hall of Fame status. It's fascinating.
I thought so, too.
For so many reasons. We'll run some of this by you. We got Matt George coming up at 3:15. Excited to talk to our man Matt for the second time this week.
Yeah.
More Kings basketball here. Stilo and Casey brought to you by Sky River Casino on Sacramento Sports Leader.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, it's me, Paige DeSorbo, and I'm so excited to share my new shoe collection at DSW, filled with my favorite styles and trends for spring. Because if you know me, you know I'm kind of obsessed with shoes. And by kind of obsessed, I mean head over heels. You're going to love these shoes. So snag super cute styles like cute flats, fun heels, and cool sneakers from the Paige DeSorbo collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatment to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
ESPN 1320.
This is D'Lo and Casey on ESPN 1320, brought to you by Sky River Casino.
I don't think I've ever seen all white 11s before.
The ones that came, the Carolina.
The Legend. Oh, right, yeah. Right, of course. Yeah.
I think they restocked on those.
I could never wear them, but these wet the Kobe's are so fire.
You could. And they are.
I'd look ridiculous.
No. You got it. You got it. Come on, dog. You got it.
I like the accompanying gear with it, too. It looks good.
Yeah, those are fire, though. Those, I like those.
One of my favorite shoes is one I could never, I think it's only a hoop, but it's that ultra high What the Kobe that runs all the way up to the lower part of your calf.
Yeah, those are my favorite ones to hoop in.
Wow.
What?
Don't what me? It's not a shoe you just come across every day.
Well, yeah, I haven't gotten them outside of when they were on sale.
On sale. That's it. Well, when they were available.
When they were available.
Joe, you might not know this. Casey is filthy rich.
Joe, don't listen to this.
Casey, I've heard whispers.
Yeah.
Don't
yeah,
listen see, to those whispers. See, now Casey, you got people see, whispering.
Joe
that.
Sits all the way back there. Joe sits damn near by Complex. That's how far away he is. And he's heard that you're rich.
See what happened? So now whispers are going through the yep. office that's that right. I'm rich. That's and that's right. not even true.
It is.
I mentioned that I'm normally in the nosebleeds at Kings games. Yeah. So they thought it was hilarious that I'm Nosebleed Joe. And then we got courtside Kenny.
Yeah, well.
Yeah.
Nosebleed so. Joe.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll take yeah. it. It's cool.
Man.
Oh, man. Don't listen to him, Joe. Don't listen to anybody else that's telling you whispers. I am 100% the common man.
Have I ever steered you wrong, Joe? Ever?
No. No.
Don't put pressure on him. No, don't I put
just,
pressure
it
on him.
It wasn't pressure. I just asked my brother a question.
No, it's a good question. No, you haven't.
See?
Well, he did here.
Okay.
Wait.
Man. He hasn't either, though. He hasn't either.
Okay. Thank you. So. Well, all right.
They have those. Well, dang. They went up a little bit in price. They're $209 for those Kobe's.
For what Kobe's?
I'm looking at the ones you're talking about. The high top joints. I like the red one, the Christmas
209?
Yeah.
No chance that's what they are. We're not talking about the same shoe.
This type of shoe?
Okay. Yeah, we're talking about that type of shoe, but not that shoe.
Well,
you know I'm not talking about that shoe.
The other, let me see if I can find which
one. Is that the one you're talking about hooping in?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, that's fine, because that's not the one I'm talking about. I'm talking about the one that looks like the white horse I had on the other day.
Yeah, those... Well,
those are hella expensive.
Yeah, well, they're coming back out with them too. So that's why, like those, I think these are the ones you're talking about. These.
Yeah, those joints. Now, what's the price tag on those?
That's a $600 shoe.
Yeah, okay.
But I think they're coming back out with them. Like those Christmas joints, before they re-released them this past Christmas, that was a $800 shoe. And then they re-released them. So it might be the same thing with these. Kobe 9 elites, but they're fire, all of them. He's got the gumbo ones that I like too, of this style. I love them, absolutely love them.
All right,
the masterpiece joints are coming out, I think too. Those are fire.
Kicking it with KC, extending into the show, not to be confused with kicking it with Kevin, which is 10 to 12 on the 106.5.
Yeah, I saw Kevin. I saw Kevin leaving out of the parking lot this morning.
Kevin was here hella late.
Yeah, and I was like, first thing I did. Check my damn calendar. Did I miss something?
So I felt bad because I got here and like I got here pretty early. But not pretty early. I got here with the intention of going in because I record my stuff for San Francisco in the Wake Up Call studio. Mm. And I walk in there and Kevin is sitting there working at his computer and Jonathan's just sitting behind the board. And I'm like, am I interrupting something? Kev's like, no. Jonathan's like, no. Like nothing was happening. Mind you, Jonathan is our engineer. He's if he's in there, he's fixing something.
Yeah.
I was like, all right, do you mind if I log into Jams? And yeah, go ahead. So Kev had his headphones on. He was working. I was like, cool, if I record? He was like, yeah, do your thing. So I recorded Jams with Kevin editing his whatever.
Shout out kicking it with Kevin.
Kevin is literally the funniest person you'll ever meet. Nah, like, Kevin is hilarious.
He is.
Absolutely hilarious.
He's hella funny.
I actually think Katie's the funniest person I've ever met. But Kevin is hysterical. And those two together are ridiculous.
It's great radio.
It is great radio.
Yeah.
Kevin pretending like he knows stuff is one of my favorite things in the world. Maybe Kevin can explain to us why Harrison Barnes decided he needed to hit a game-winning three-pointer at the Chase Center with a degree of difficulty of like 10 when it didn't matter at all. But he did it. It was a hell of a shot by our brother HB.
Wow.
And it sent the Warriors to the play-in spot.
Mm.
It has grabbed a significant more amount of intrigue into Friday's game at the Golden One Center, and which is against the Clippers, and then the closer, which I think is at the Chase Center.
I think it's the Chase Center too.
Clippers at Warriors to close out the season. Which I don't. I mean, I gotta imagine that's gonna be for a spot in the top six.
Yeah.
Because of what happened last night.
Yeah. So So I came across this. It's just the Warriors scenario.
Okay.
Of like all the ways to get into these slots, right? Mm-hmm. And obviously, I want to see what would happen to get them in the play-in. And if the Warriors, after last night, go 2-0, they would need Memphis to go 2-1, the Clippers to go 0-2, and Denver to go 0-2.
Memphis plays tonight and tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Memphis is the only team with a back-to-back in this stretch. Okay, okay.
So they would need those scenarios to go down to stay out of the play-in. They're in the play-in. The Warriors are in the play-in if they go 1-1, first and foremost. That'll get them, I think, it could get them at 8. But if they go 2-0 and Memphis goes 3-0, the Clippers split. Well, this is a mess because he's got Memphis up here twice. I think he means Denver on one of them. But basically, they're going to need a little bit of help at this point to stay out of the play-in.
The Warriors will.
Yeah, a little bit of help. They're in control of it a little bit because the Clippers, their record, they play the Clippers.
Yeah.
So you could put a loss on them. But even if the Clippers go 1-1, and I don't know if it matters which one they win.
I feel like you'd have to beat the Warriors, no? What? Hold on, I'm sorry. I don't even know. I look at the records. 48-32, 47-33. Yeah, but I don't know their tiebreaker situation. So let me click on this real quick.
Yeah.
We're gonna figure it out on the air. Don't worry about it.
But that the overwhelming point that I was trying to make is that was a bad loss.
Yeah, that's tough.
For the Warriors. This
reeks of this is hilarious. It was the Spurs. Denver in San Antonio last year.
Yep.
Oklahoma City was the one seed because Denver lost on the second to last game of the season, and that set in motion the standings at the top of the conference.
Yeah. The Clippers have – they're 3-0 against the Warriors. The Warriors have to clear the Clippers.
The Clippers are 3-0.
Mm-hmm.
Man.
So the Warriors have to clear the Clippers to get ahead of them.
Are the Clippers – okay, you're going to say, I think, okay, let me not tell you what you're going to say. Let me just ask you the question. Are the Clippers the most realistic dark, are the Clippers the only dark horse in the Western Conference?
So you probably know I'll say no. I think Minnesota is.
But is Minnesota really a dark horse? Like, I don't like Minnesota.
Yeah.
But are they really a dark horse?
I think they are.
You know, that's not who I thought you were going to say.
Who?
I thought you were going to say Houston. Because I feel like Houston, second seed or not, I feel like Houston's more of a dark horse than Minnesota.
That's fair.
I understand that
that's
the second
fair.
Seed, but
that's
Minnesota
fair.
Was in the conference finals last year.
I would throw Houston in there too, I guess, now that you put them that way.
I wouldn't. Yeah. I wouldn't throw any of them in there. Uh-huh. I feel like it's this is how I frame the dark horse conversation. We're sitting around. We got the chatty house jumping like, hey, would you be surprised if Houston made it to the conference finals?
Mm-hmm.
Would you be surprised if Minnesota made it to the conference finals? Or maybe you go a step further. Would you be surprised if Houston made it to the finals? If Minnesota made it to the finals? Houston would obviously be, I think for me, Houston would be surprising.
Yeah.
I just don't think it's realistic.
Yeah.
The Clippers, I think, I thought the Clippers would be where the Suns are.
Yeah. Me too.
And they're 13 games better than that. With the exact group we knew, we knew who would be there. It's the exact same group.
Yep.
And, man, just significantly better than we gave them credit for.
No, straight up, man, straight up. And to your point, at least for me, when you talk about dark horse, I think you kind of project and you kind of guess. If we ask 10 people, how many people would be surprised if Houston got to the finals or if Minnesota or if the Clippers did? I think the number would be high, right? If you ask 10 people.
Really?
I think so. I don't think
– okay.
If we ask 10 people, I think 7 of them would be surprised if any of those three got to the conference finals. To the NBA finals, ooh. I think you're looking at 8 or 9. That constitutes dark horse.
Sure.
Right?
Yeah.
So, because like we've talked about it, we've kind of broken it down. Like we're kind of like, like I see the pathway. But if we ask Wesley, she would be shocked if they got there. Mm. Wesley would be shocked that she's even been asked this question.
Probably. She'd probably like, get your stupid ass out of my face. I am here to do a job.
But I think the Clippers are a real dark horse. And they're for real. Like, I think they can make some noise. I think they're a team you don't want to face in the playoffs. They're getting,
oh my God,
they're getting better.
Certainly don't want to face them in the play-in.
Oh, I don't know if you'll have to. Somebody said it last night, and I think it was King's Film Room who said it, but they're like, we're headed towards King's Warriors 3, aren't we?
They've won.
King's Warriors 3.
So, help. I genuinely can't remember. In the only post Jimmy games, we've lost by a combined score of like 60. Like, because we didn't beat them with Jimmy that day we FaceTimed everybody. No. That wasn't with Jimmy.
No. That was before.
We thought that was the ultimate dirt on the grave of the Golden State Warriors.
So let me do some quick math here. That'd be 24 in one game, and in the other game, some more quick math. We're looking at 26. So yep.
I don't care what the number 50. Is. In my head, it's 60.
I'm about to say that's 50, right?
50.
Yeah. Combined.
60 sounds better.
60.
Thank you, Joe. Joe is conforming quickly over there. what do we say yesterday? Why tell the truth when the lie is a better story?
That's right.
Andre, Hulk Hogan body slammed 700-pound Andre the Giant, and we lost by 60.
Oh, that reminds me. My family, well, not really my family, but Reese is ready to fight me to the death that Andre the Giant is 7'4".
Oh, Reese. fella.
He even went to Google, went to Alexa. I said, yes, that's what he's listening. He's not.
Andre the Giant, 6'5".
he said, bro, what are you talking about? He's 7'3". Alexa, how tall is Andre the Giant? And of course, Alexa, Andre the Giant is 7'3".
Hey, Siri, how tall is Andre the Giant?
It might be mine.
Look, Siri doesn't even know.
7'4". No, it's mine.
Oh.
It's mine. 7'4".
No. I love that Siri answered you and not me.
You probably just had a ton of people's phones give them that answer.
Sorry about that,
but
everybody.
Everyone but your phone. So.
That's great. my phone said, bitch, leave me alone. Stop asking me to do stuff. You asked me to turn off the lights. You asked me to do this. You asked me to do that.
Yeah, but
I love that 60, he wants to fight you 60. Over that.
You don't know what you're talking about, Dad.
Have you had the Undertaker and Kane aren't brothers conversation yet?
No.
That's the true wrestling birds and the bees conversation.
I haven't because he's kind of out of wrestling.
Oh, okay.
He's kind of out.
But he's going to fight you over this Andre the Giant tape.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because when he was in on wrestling, I told you this before, he went and watched everything. Like everything the network had, he was watching for like 2 years.
Okay.
So all this stuff on the backstories and all this other stuff. He was locked in, but he kind of been out on wrestling for a couple
of years.
Did
that WrestleMania documentary come out? The WrestleMania 9
yesterday.
I thought it was the 9th, too.
Yeah.
All right.
I'll check it out. Check it out for sure. But, 60. Lost by 60. Combined 60.
Chatty House After Party says, just like the public, D-Lo, your phone gravitated towards KC. Well,
that's not true.
No.
The lies that go on in the show is crazy. It's crazy.
Kenny said, tomorrow's KC and Friends. Bruh, every day is KC and Friends. Every day.
Oh, man.
Shout out to the San Antonio Spurs. They, back-to-back years, they have shaken up the Western Conference standings. That is a brutal loss on your home floor. Oh, I still have it. I still have it here. Ladies and gentlemen, Jim Parks. Steve Kerr just ruined everything the Warriors have done since the Jimmy Butler trade. All the work Steph Curry, Butler, and the team have done for the last 2 months wasted with a single nonsensical coaching job by Kerr. Disgusting. Here's a link to my rant.
Here's a link to my...
Steve Kerr is the most uncompetitive coach I've ever seen. There's no way someone who actually wants to win a game uses the combination he does. Kerr, Pods, Healed in quarter four of a must-win game. Yeah, uncompetitive behavior. A G League team can school that unit.
Oh,
can I tell
man.
You something? Do you want a real humbling experience?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I clicked on this link.
Oh, they tapped in. They tapped in.
17,000 people
wow.
have tapped into. Oh,
wow.
I've never seen Jim before. He is pissed. I love this guy. I want Jim Park on this show. I love this guy. Okay, I have to put this on the screen. You have to see the face he's making. This is incredible. Man.
Jim Park is... That's a wild boy.
I don't follow him. Now I need to follow him. This is my guy.
Apparently 17,000 people feel the same way.
Man. All right, let me see here. Let's go Jim. There's my man Jim Park right there. This guy is go. Let me click. I have no idea what he says in this either.
I was about to say, I wish we could. Yeah, yeah,
okay. All right.
I wish we could play, yeah. But you never know.
Yeah, wild boy. Yeah. I mean, he's pretty upset, so I don't want to risk anything. I just want y'all to see.
Boy.
I just want y'all to see.
And then turn the volume down.
No, it's off. It's
okay,
off.
So we can see him in real time.
No, this is what the video looks like when you hit play. My man is pissed. I want to hear. Okay, I'm going to unmute it for a second. You know where the dump button is? I just want to hear. I've never heard his voice before. I just want to hear his voice.
Oh, this is great.
Oh, but please don't cuss like right at the beginning.
I hope you guys are ready for what's about to come in this video.
Okay, well, pause. That is okay. All right. All right, Jim. Hey, I like Jim. Well, That's a tough way to start your career on D'Lo and KC.
I hit the dump like four times. It's good.
Oh, wow.
All right, let's see. What else do we got from Jim's Twitter account last night? He retweeted something. Buddy Hield, 26 minutes, makes me want to puke. Retweets, Kerr needs to be fired this offseason.
Oh, brother. This guy's hilarious. He really is hilarious. Now, the funny thing about that is, once again, how
oh
is
oh my gosh. We got a F-U clown.
Oh.
You ran Kerr, Pods, Healed lineups all day when the Warriors needed better defense. You ran experimental lineups with three must-win games left in the season. You went away from the lineups that blew out the Suns last night. Get the F off this team after this year. And he quote tweets an Anthony Slater video of Steve Kerr talking. Oh, man.
Why is that his bag now that he's just going to hate Kerr forever?
Well, it's working. 17,000 people watched his video. He even hypes it. I just
17,001.
Did. 17,001. Well,
we watched it. Man,
there is a I'm glad we didn't let that video play too long. There is a lot of F Steve Kerr tweets from last night. A lot.
Jim Park, as hilarious as he is, I ain't even gonna throw salt on it.
No, he's hilarious. There's no qualifiers. He is hilarious.
I ain't gonna throw salt on it, man.
Oh, here's a good one. Seasons with 300 plus 3-pointers made. Steph Curry, 6. Rest of the NBA history. 4. God bless.
Jesus. Rest of the gracious. NBA is crazy.
Rest of the NBA history is that crazy.
It's crazy. Yeah, Steph crazy, bro. He's crazy. But Jim Parks.
Crazier. Steph Curry or Jim Park?
Jim Parks.
I love Jim. It's a singular.
It's just no S. No S. All right, Jim Park. Sorry.
I'm a Jim Park fan. This is my guy. I'm going to be 17,000.
What would you do? What do you
65 think, later and watch this video.
What do you think he would do if he really met Steve Kerr?
That's a good question.
I was wondering the exact same thing.
I don't know. Does he approach Steve?
I'm not going to say that.
I don't know the man. I have no idea.
I'm not going to say that he would ask for a picture.
Does he approach Steve like that? He is pissed. I'm going to scroll through this video just to see how much he might be.
I'm not going to say he would ask for a picture, but he absolutely would take the bass out of his voice.
Oh, this is very animated.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so I think there's a unique... Yes, I agree. I think the bass in his voice leaves. I don't know. What does Jim do? He's not a media person, right?
No, he's just the guy.
He's a fan. That's fine. It's fine.
He's a jack.
No, don't do that.
He is. He's just the guy. He's not in the media.
Okay, he's not in the media. The other way you phrased it feels mean.
I just said the words.
Like, I know, but it feels mean. Like, Jill's not in the media, but we always turn to Jill. Now, Jim Park is not there, Jill, but still. I think when you don't have to face people, coaches, players, you talk differently. Mm-hmm. I don't know what he would do if he met Steve Kerr.
Like I said, I'm not saying that he would ask
like if
for
he
a
got a job at The Athletic, how would his voice change? How would his tone change? How would his demeanor change?
He'd have, to your point, he'd have the same demeanor as long as he wasn't going to games.
Yeah, but you, well. Yeah.
If he ain't going to games, being there early, asking questions in post game and all this other stuff, he would sound the exact same. But the second he got to be there and face these people every day, and to a certain degree, like when you talk about the media and all this, work with this person, like you got to work with him.
Yeah, yeah.
He wouldn't be saying all that, and that's fine. Yeah, that's fine.
It's not his. He's not working.
Right.
He has a voice as a member of. Like the Warriors fan base, and he's utilizing it.
Yeah.
He's utilizing it for evil. But maybe in his mind, it's not. Because this man does not like Steve Kerr. Whew. Boy, and man, boy, God. I just can't help but think about that conversation we had yesterday. Mm. Like right now, we'll just go chalk. Mm-hmm. Yo, if the Warriors lost to the Timberwolves. Mm. You have to point to what happened last
night. Absolutely. They have that game now that the Timberwolves have.
Right. Timberwolves had the Bucks game.
Right.
And now the Warriors have the
Spurs. And then Harrison.
It's not
like
the
I said,
Spurs game. It's the Harrison Barnes
we
game.
Didn't even get into that. And then, you know, so here's one thing I will say. And I like Harrison. I do. You know what I'm saying? But everybody, oh, man. I'm happy for Harrison to get that. No, I'm actually not that happy for Harrison. I'm not mad, but I'm not happy for him. He could have done that 2 years ago.
Mm.
And I would have been really happy for Harrison Barnes.
Mm-hmm. I would have been elated for Harrison Barnes. Leezy would have had it all on film. Me, you,
we would have gone Will, viral.
Hannah. Nope.
32 Brew Street would have gone viral.
Yeah, but it didn't. Why? Because he missed...
Leezy, if you're that might be too much of an ask. I want to see the video.
Oh, I don't.
I want to see what it looks.
There's no way Leezy still has that video.
Leezy, if you no got way. It, send it to there's I want to no see the video.
I bet he's got video. It.
I remember there's no way he has
I
want to
see the video of that moment.
I just remember I was by Will and I think I was crouch next to Will and the shot goes up and like me and Will both kind of rise and then it was just like a collapse. I think I just fell like Will sat down and I think I just I just remember doing this like, oh, my God. Because there were Warriors fans in there.
Yeah.
So there was a bit of a pop.
Yeah.
And it was like.
Yeah. I remember I skipped to the front of the screen. Trying to. Yeah, I don't know what I was doing.
What'd you say, Joe?
I wasn't even part of the show yet. So I was in Capitola, and there was a lot of Warriors fans out there. And I was walking through the street, and I had the game on. I was decked out in Kings gear, purple, head to toe. And I'm watching it. And then they must have been a little bit ahead of me, and then I hear everyone erupt.
Oh.
And I'm standing in the street, and then they start pouring out, and they start talking, and I'm like, oh.
Joe, I'll show you this when we come back from break, but Joe, him saying that, Joe kind of looks like the 49ers fan that was at the Seahawks championship parade.
We'll come back.
I'll show you the picture.
That's right, Will says, yeah. Hannah was hella pregnant, too. I remember that. Oh, man. It's D'Lo and Casey. Matt George joins us in about 30 minutes here on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320.
This is D'Lo and Casey on ESPN 1320, brought to you by Sky River Casino.
Was that Jim Rome I just heard? Is that who that was? Is that like Jim Rome doing that commercial? I think it was. We normally don't hear the commercials, or we don't hear the commercials when we're doing the live stream, but Joe throws them back in our ear when we know we're coming back from the break. And is that Jim Rome? I think it was.
You know, KC. It's been 1320.
Oh, rack good. Em. An impression. That's what I was hoping for.
Yeah. That guy.
All right, that's solid. That's the best Jim Rome impression you could do right there. That is the best Jim Rome impression you can do right there.
I found a picture of Joe as a 49ers fan at the Seahawk game or Seahawk parade. This is what he looked like outside. Where were you at? Capitana?
Capitola, yeah. Capitola. In all Kings gear, yeah.
Yeah, this was Joe right here after the.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, I was all purple, man. It was a rough day, dude.
No, I could have been. I know.
It was a rough day.
I kept all the gear on, though.
I kept it all on. Don't worry
about it. No doubt. No doubt. But, hey, at least Harrison made it yesterday. So, hey, okay, aren't we happy for Harrison Barnes?
Oh, I'm so happy for him.
I'm stoked.
All right, bro.
Damn it, pal.
All right, man. I was looking real quick on that Warriors note. I was looking at the standing, and there's a lot of ways these things can go, but it feels like they need Minnesota to win tonight. Even though that would put it's looking tough for the Warriors, for the Dubs. I think their best case scenario is if the Nuggets lose the next two. Because, well, Memphis maybe, but I think Memphis is going to win two of their last three at least. If Minnesota wins tonight, they're gonna leapfrog the Warriors.
I don't think I said that.
No, not you.
But I don't know, because that would put them, if they won. Yeah, that would put them at 47. I don't know why my voice just cracked. I'm 44. That would put them at 47-33.
And that would leave Memphis at 47-33 as well. Maybe they wouldn't leapfrog them because Golden State has tiebreaker over Memphis, so maybe that put Golden State at 6. I don't know. But the whole point being that loss could come back to haunt them in a major, major way.
Yeah.
Major way. Oh, well. Well, I only say that now, but.
Our own problems.
When it's Kings Warriors 3 at the Chase Center. Oh, brother.
And Kenny's taking his bus down there.
Oh, man. Kings Warriors 3. I thought we got rid of these guys last year.
And they just keep coming back.
Jeez. Warriors have the tiebreaker over the Timberwolves. 3-1.
Okay, so they'll stay in the seventh spot if Minnesota wins tonight.
Yeah, they'd even,
the question,
they'd,
so they'd what
even
happens,
move up to 6, I think. Because Memphis.
No, because Memphis would be 48-32.
No, if Minnesota won.
I'm sorry.
They'd have the same record, and the Warriors have the head-to-head over Minnesota and Memphis.
Got it. So Memphis needs to stay a game ahead of Golden State.
Yep.
Okay.
So I'm just going. Sorry, Drew Down. I'm going for whoever makes life more difficult on the Warriors.
Okay, that's fine. We want the Warriors in the play-in.
Yeah, because they'll probably win the 7-8 game. I just want to see them stressed a little bit.
Oh, they'll win the 7-8 game, move along, and the Kings will have to, hopefully the Kings will beat Dallas. Is it, given what we saw last night in Dallas, not in Sacramento, and given the course of the season, I feel like losing to Dallas would be embarrassing.
Yeah, it would.
Like, that would be bad.
I was watching that game last night, and I was like, this team stinks.
Dallas, you were watching the Dallas Lakers game, yeah.
Like, this team has one. It's like the Kings not hosting the 19 game. If you get in a position where you're not hosting, you deserve to get on that plane.
Yeah.
If you lose to that Dallas team, no matter where you play them, you deserve to go home.
Man,
because they're not good. They play hard, you know. They compete, and there's, you know, you tip your hat to that. But if you're letting, and this guy's a good ball player, but like with your season on the line, you're letting Najee Marshall, you know, send you home. All right, bro, go on home then. Go on home. And then to your other point, if you have that game at home, you lose that game at home. Come on, man.
You lose that game at home. Get out of my face. Get out of my face.
Oh, brother.
Yeah, it's frustrating, man. And I mean, we're not there, but like just thinking how Dallas has kind of clawed their way out of this. Clawed their way out of the grave, so to speak. Losing to them in the play-in would be really, really frustrating.
And
really frustrating.
Dallas, I wanna check before I speak. Yeah, they've kind of crawled themselves out of the grave, but really the Kings and the Suns have stunk for 3 weeks.
Well, sure, but like Dallas lost Kyrie. Like you could do the Luka trade. You stick with the grave analogy. You dug your own grave with the Luka trade,
right?
But Kyrie tore his ACL against Sacramento. Like that's the fact that you're even remotely relevant at this point. I'll give them a little credit. I'll even give Jason Kidd some credit for that. Casey's counting. I could see it. I could see it.
They're 6-12 since losing Kyrie.
Well, damn. Well,
if the Kings or the Suns had any kind of a pulse for 2.5 weeks, Dallas would have been
good. Well, that makes sense because the Kings were what?
Yeah, they were 4-14? Yeah, they were awful.
If that's... Oh, God damn it. Okay, hold on. You count it. I'm going to count. Let me go back to the... Let me not use my notes. Let me do this a different way.
They did beat... Now, they had some good wins. They beat Detroit and they beat Chicago. That was impressive.
Dallas did?
Yeah.
So, Kyrie got hurt on what day? March 3rd?
Yeah.
In Dallas.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So did we count that game or no?
I don't think I did, but okay. I could have.
Oh, God, there's a lot of red.
Hang on. For the Kings.
Yeah, no, I'm going to let you drink your Shasta, then I'm going to try to count this up because I got 1, 5.
Oh.
God damn it. That's 5. Do they
have any wins?
12, 13,
oof.
Well, 3, well, it's like, it's 3, 6, 7, 7 and 13 since that Dallas game.
At the time of that game.
God, none of these teams had a pulse, man. You're right.
At the time of that game, they had the same amount of wins. After that game, After that game, Dallas and the Kings had 32 wins.
Great.
And what are they winning?
And the Kings have 39 now.
And Dallas has 38 or 37?
I think 37. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're right. This sucks. No, they have 38. I'm sorry. How is that? Oh, yeah, because they both lost yesterday. So, yeah, 38 and 42, 39 and 41.
And then let me see if I can...
Can I say another stupid thing while you're looking up what you're looking at?
Sure.
Is it dumb that I really want the Kings to win the next two games just so they don't have a losing season?
No.
It's not a winning season.
Right.
But it's not a losing season either.
Right. No, it's
like you're like in Dave Yeager land right now.
Right.
At 39 wins.
It's not dumb at all. I thought about this last night too, because I was like, all right, well, like, yeah, I want them to be 500. But if they didn't finish 500 and they got into the playoffs, I wouldn't remember that they weren't 500. You know what I mean? Like if they sure. lost one of the next two and then won the two games in the play-in, it for me, it'd be a footnote whether or not they won. Or put that the other way, put it on the flip side. If they
damn shame what happened to flip side, got hit by a erratic morning driver.
If they finished 41-41 and lose to the Mavericks,
mm-hmm.
I'm not going to look at that fondly at all. Or even, I don't think I would look at it fondly if they lost in the second game of the play-in. So I get what you're saying, though. And I thought about it. I was like, I wonder how I would feel 41-41.
It probably looked better for Doug. Like just
that's a good point.
On all the way, remove yeah. everything else 20 years down the line. It'd look better for him to say he took that team from where it was at to get them there, even if it's one or two wins difference, you know.
So. And 41-41 would put him five games over. Is that there's my math and the equation?
41-41, yeah, because he started five games under. Yeah, yeah, so if, yeah.
He's guaranteed himself a 500 above 500 finish.
Has he?
Because they're
winning. Oh, yeah, I guess he has. Because, I mean, if they lose the next...
They can't get to six games under 500,
right? Right. Yeah, so if they lose the next two, it's four games under, which means he's one better. Man. My goodness.
The other thing I was...
Remember when the floor was 52 wins?
Oh, man.
Does anyone remember that?
Put it on a shirt. I said the floor was 52.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.